conclusions to draw about minuet and trio form. First, it is a sectional form. The form is characterized by closed cadences, by starting and stopping. Second of all, it is a relatively non-dramatic form. Because of the large number of clearly stated cadences, most minuet and trio form movements are not characterized by the sort of momentum necessary for large-scale musical drama. However, and this is an important however, the return to the minuet after the trio does constitute a genuinely dramatic moment. So minuet and trio form is indeed a bit more dramatic than your typical theme and variations form movement. A drama for the body, if not, my friends, for the soul. Thirdly, how are adjacent sections related in a minuet and trio? What is the mode of sectional relationship? Adjacent sections are related as contrasts of one another, as contrasts. Minuet, trio, minuet. So contrast is the operative word in discussing the essential sectional relations in a minuet and trio. And lastly, a generic schematic. How would we write one of these out on a board so that we could visually see what a minuet and trio is about? Large scale A, B, A. Minuet, trio, and da capo. Good. Onwards, please, to rondo form. Thank you.